This week on Clown College. How many people do you think are in the world?
Dude, billions. Trillions.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so not trillions. How many billion?
So if there's trillions of people.
You could have stopped those billions.
How many billion are in the world?
Okay, I feel like
or a trillion.
Maybe
a trillion. He said a trillion. He said a trillion.
How many billion are in the world?
Okay, probably what? 365 billion. No, 100 billion.
Okay, yeah. We'll average it out to 100 billion.
There's a lot of fucking people.
That is
there's,
not.
There's 7 billion people in the world.
He said 1 trillion. He said there's 1 trillion.
It's not. It's just, dude, traffic and all that shit. You can't even get through nowhere.
It's only 7 billion.
There are a trillion people, Jake.
He said traffic.
Dude, when traffic's bad, it's dude, there's a lot of people
it's
here.
Gotta be
so
a
I'm
trillion.
Like, this whole earth.
Where do you think they go when they're not in traffic? All
right. They go to bed. Go to sleep.
Okay, Brandon, people. Final answer. How many people are in the world right now?
Okay, probably 96 billion.
No!
Okay.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how. Let's all go to Clown College.
Is that normal?
No, you can't.
I don't do that. No, okay. Don't do that. I don't support that.
You can't even not smoke for 2 seconds.
You got a real problem,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, weed is not good.
You got a real fucking problem.
I can't even lie. I can't even lie.
I don't like drugs. I don't do drugs. I don't support drugs. Right, Brandon?
Yeah, man. Since I'm on this camera, yeah, I don't do drugs. No.
What does that mean?
So convincing.
Brandon, yes, your glasses weed need to be adjusted bad. So badly.
How's it looking now?
Why?
Look at the right side is 2 inches lower than the left side, dude.
Let's put it down here.
Just like my nipples.
It's like my balls, man.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That means you're fertile.
Yeah. There you go. That's perfect, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That fixed it. That really did. Yeah. You could be an optician, man.
Just a little magic touch, and you know, we were rolling.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's been a crazy week, huh?
Yeah.
It's been fun. Good times.
Who is this fucker right here?
That's the guy that's going to beat your ass.
Fuck it. Coming for the belt, dude.
I'm going to beat the shit out of Jake.
We'll have a comedian. We'll have a comedian belt, dude. I still think we should do it with lightsabers, but that's just me.
Lightsabers?
Yes.
It could
I'm
be like
you, a we actually comedian hit somebody in the face with a lightsaber.
We could get like mask or something, or just like headgear.
How do you
win?
I would
right?
take a lightsaber to the face out of the Pursuit of Glory.
Yeah. I've got a nice one,
dude. Really?
Yeah.
Me and Charlie have a bit about this, about how lightsaber technology is getting out of control. So like nowadays, if you just like saw somebody with one of those Instagram lightsabers, you'd be like, "Whoa, dude! I don't know."
I've got like a $350 one.
That's too much.
That's
too much.
You know? I was 15.
It's like you were 15, it's entirely too much. My man.
You're 28 talking about fighting people.
You didn't have parents, dude. Like you had a $300 lightsaber.
Yeah, dude, who the fuck needs
How
parents
when
you got a $350 lightsaber?
So the one that lit up and everything, you didn't have to press that button.
It fucking better light up
Brandon,
for $350.
What's the first part of the word lightsaber?
Dude, you remember the one you pressed it out? I had one that didn't light up. Remember the one you press and it just pop out like a dick or something? Come out like real slow.
Yeah, I know that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Those little ones, the cheap ones, $20. Yeah,
so you're talking about fighting with just light?
Sounds gay when you say it like that, dude.
Fighting with
I didn't
light,
know Star
dude.
Wars was gay, dude. The bullets are light, too. That's crazy, dude.
I'm not going to shoot photons at you, dude.
At each other.
Dude, I saw this fucking water gun on Instagram today, actually. It shoots, like, it has a light on the end, and it looks like actual, like, Star Wars laser bullets, dude.
You spend too much money on that too, dude?
Dude, I'll fucking fill it with cum and shoot you in the face if you wouldn't like it so much.
Jesus Christ, dude. Oh,
just the orange cum. Just
tease me like, why is it orange, dude?
That was the color of the light, man. My bad. I should have clarified.
It's from all the Guthries, dude.
Ah, dude. Get
shout
that
out.
Menu.
Shout out Guthries, dude.
Shout out the racist guy.
I was going to say, not even racist.
And they're like, which one?
Not even that racist.
Like, all of them.
Yeah. Some hospitality. It's good.
I think that
racism, Southern hospitality.
No, nah, well, yeah, felt like that a little bit, did it?
I never don't seen know. A I was there. It was,
yeah, I was because I was sitting there. So I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on.
Hey, what is it? I need to hear this story that Brandon's saying it might be on the news.
Okay, man. So
we don't know. None of us know this.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what happened to me on Friday because, you know, he doesn't have internet. He's homeless. He was walking. So he always walks
home. Who?
So this who is dude, I don't know who he is, but he knows who I am.
Uh-huh.
This dude always walks from my neighborhood, and he always has, like, this, like, wife. Like, he has a shirt that's cut out. So you just see it's, like, sleeveless. And he walks through. He has a beard. And white hair, and he's homeless. And I remember one time he was walking through, and I was trying to be nice and do that little Southern hospitality. I was like, you know what? How you doing today? Talking to a stranger, and he stopped. He was like, oh, man, I'm doing good, bro. Hey, thanks for checking on me. I was like, thanks, man. He said, but you know, I've been homeless for about 3 years now. I was like, for real? Damn. He was like, yeah, man, my foot. It was so bad, I had to call my brother because my foot got frozen. Then he had to saw it out for me. I was like, for real? Yeah, and he was like, yeah. Yeah, like, I just sit outside my house because there's black mold in there. You know, the people won't fix it for me. I was like, really? Okay. And he was like, yeah. And then they keep putting fentanyl on my food. And I was like, the fuck you mean? I was like, the fuck you mean they putting in your food? He said, yeah, man. Actually, the police, they're the devil. And then they got a black guy that actually looks just like you. And I was like, no. I was like, actually, I didn't even say no. I was like, damn, that's crazy, man. You look like me for real? And he was like, yeah. Yeah, they just sneak in there, and they always spray it. And then, you know, I'm also, God's calling me right now because he told me that they're all Satanists. Everybody's Satanists, and he's telling me that I'm going to have to kill some of these people. I was like, you're going to have to kill some people. He's like, yes. Like, all the cops in Huntsville, all that stuff, I'm going to have to go after them. And then he was like, you know what? I like you. What's your name? I said, oh, my name's Brandon. He was like, yeah, okay, Brandon. But let me tell you something. If you ever need me and shit goes down because these cops come into everybody's house and put fentanyl everywhere, I'm three houses down. You can come in here and we'll blow these people up together. Do you get what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. All right. And he was like, yeah, man, shake my hand. So I hesitated.
You dapped him?
Dude, I shouldn't have. He was definitely on fentanyl.
Uh-huh.
And I just did this, still same result. Still stung and shit. And then he was like, hey, man, by the way, you smoke weed? And I was like, I may dabble in it. He was like, yeah, if you go down there, you know that Cloud A store, which is the store I go to every week. I was like, no, man, I never heard of that place. And he made it sound like it was gold. He was like, man, it'll get you high. You come to my house, I'll set you up. But I was like, no, I'm good. Now I called my mom, and she was like, dude, that dude is crazy. Everybody's been talking about him. Then my uncle was talking to him. He told him the same shit. I was like, this dude just told me that he's a prophecy to kill people, man. He's like looking around. Like, he even looked at my mom's car. I was like, this your mom's car? I was like, yeah. He was like, Satanist, huh? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was weird. Very terrifying shit, man. Like, he's definitely going to kill some people. He told me about his guns and stuff. It was weird.
What? Yeah, I would avoid that guy.
Yeah, dude.
You
yeah.
don't have to talk to him,
bro. I was too fucking proud. So, I was like, yeah, the whole time. I was like, oh, hell yeah, man.
Where does the news come in?
Because I know he's going to kill some people sometime. He keeps on telling me.
And like, that's how you know it's going to be on the news?
Well, they might cover it up. He was talking about cops, man.
You believe him?
Dude, I hope not. He was telling me, he was like, they're scared of him. I was like, they're not scared of you. He's like, yeah, man, I battled them by myself with no guns, just my hands. And I was like, yeah. Okay. Whatever, man. Yeah.
That's probably something he did.
All I know is that dude's crazy.
You don't say, dude. Let me tell you where he lost me in the story. Let me let you know. So his foot froze, huh? And he's recently homeless? Well, sir, it is August. So when exactly did your feet freeze?
Yeah, he said he was homeless for 3 years, and he said he just sits outside his house because it got mold in it. He's like, I got a nice house. I was like, oh, you gonna get an apartment? He's like, nah, fuck that, man. I like houses. I got a house. I was like, oh, I thought you were homeless.
Who would choose like frostbite over mold, yeah. Dude?
So now it's fucked up because now whenever you see me, probably gonna be like, hey, man. And I just might die. I hope I don't. Shit, that was weird. Just don't talk to strangers, I guess, man. Don't do that.
How
shit.
The fuck are you a real person?
Dude, that was wild as shit.
I love you, man.
He made me even late to pick up my girl because I was like, I don't know about
that's
to just
not
tell
what
him.
Yo, he made you late, huh?
I was like, I don't know about
he
to
He made
just,
you late. I would not
I was
be concerned
like, I don't know
about
to blow this
part.
Dude off. Let me just pull out something. Like, you know what? Fuck this. You would have dealt. Shoot me in the back. I'm good.
Yeah, Brennan.
I don't want to get shot in the back.
I can show you how to handle that situation. So, like, I'm you, right? So yeah. Hit me with the first thing he said.
Oh, hey, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. Weather's kind of hot. You know, I'm homeless. I've been like this for 3 years.
That's rough,
like
man.
That.
I'm doing good. It is pretty hot. Hey, you take it easy.
Oh, man, you take it easy,
and
too.
And I'll see you, brother.
Brother? Oh, man, we friends now? Oh, hell yeah. What's your name?
Click.
Oh, damn. I'll be here when you get back.
Huh?
Huh? What the?
Gone. Gone immediately.
You just hit me, man. Yep. I was holding on to the doors.
Well, that happens sometimes. I don't think this is the police report type of dude, you know?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And plus, how does he even know I hit him, dude, with that frozen foot?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't even feel it. It'd just shake off.
I don't know. Maybe don't put that in the pod. Y'all asked him to tell the story.
Yeah.
This is true,
well,
too.
I thought something had already happened. That you were saying it like
no,
something
kept,
already happened.
Yeah,
that
he was telling me he was trying to kill people for people, the prophet of God. And he said God's telling him to kill
So
people.
He's just on drugs. Yeah. A homeless person on drugs. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
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 I like to imagine he was just playing jackpot with a bunch of kids, and then he caught the ball, and they were like, freeze, and he thought his foot was frozen. He just went around thinking that. That's the fun version
of
the story.
What if he thought those were the cops? Like, they all said freeze. Like, yep, I scared him off when he yelled or something. He just ran off. Kids gonna run.
You fucking tiny-ass demon cops, dude.
Man, that was wild as shit, man. That was. I shouldn't have shook his hand. I should have fist bumped him. What if he had that fentanyl on his hand?
You probably got AIDS, dude.
Yeah,
dude, my hand started tingling when he touched my
maybe
hand.
Maybe
so
yeah, that's
know.
Fentanyl. That's you definitely. You're. How did you feel after the conversation?
Did you wash
you
your hands?
Yeah, I put some hand sanitizer on. You said what?
Did you drive after that?
I had to. Yes.
You didn't.
You haven't been within 6 feet of Athena since touching this guy, have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she could have it too, man. She could have it too.
Damn it, dude.
Yeah, I washed my hands and stuff. Got that hand sanitizer.
But you didn't
there.
Wash your hands right away. Or did you put you put hand sanitizer before you touch your steering wheel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I did. Yes, okay. I did.
It's pretty good.
Good sport.
At what point do you exit that conversation? I know Jake
roughly
exits immediately.
Roughly immediately.
When do you hop out?
I mean, it would just be like he'll come up and looking at me. I just look at him a certain way and just keep him walking.
Yeah.
When a homeless guy approaches me and Dom always puts it on me. Dom always puts it on me. Like, if we'll be out there smoking, a homeless guy will approach us and be like, y'all got a cigarette, man? And Dom will be like, I get it from him. Knowing that I always get it from him.
That's 100% true. Yeah,
man. If a dude comes up and asks us for a ride, Dom's just like, sorry, man, I'm going that way. Jake's going east. Dog. You know, gone. And he's like, I can get that ride with you. And I'm going to be like, man, I got a vacuum in my car. Like, this actually happened. That's
both,
the dude that painted the thing in my
happened.
House.
Both.
That's fun. I like
that.
Yeah,
that's good. Time.
Pass him off.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the rock to somebody else.
I think Alex ended up giving that guy a ride home.
He did. Yeah. You know, you gave him a ride to Circle K. Yeah. That was a rough time. I always feel bad about that, and I'm sorry, dude.
I was like, the hotel right there. He was like, yeah, but I need to go to the gas station and then come back. So you want somebody to take you somewhere and then bring you back. Nah.
Alex is about to be an Uber X driver in that new whip, dude. He's got that.
Can we put a picture up right here?
He's got that short bus, dude.
Hell yeah. Literally. Brought back memories.
Look at,
hey.
Fuck yeah. If you want to look it up, you can pull it up.
What year is it? 1996?
See how he remembers.
They got the Han Solo fucking squirt gun, dude.
Yeah. That ain't got shit on the A-C-T-Y. Fucking thing I saw.
Oh, shit. Hold on. A-C-T-Y.
Did you guys watch Star
fuck
Wars?
There
yeah,
dude.
Hey.
Fuck. Look at that. Dude.
When I saw that walk in, I was like, this is the most Asian thing I've ever seen in my life, dude. I said, look at this fucking slick sideways pussy wagon.
Alex is going to make the killdozer with that thing, dude.
That's nice.
He's going to go straight through the Orion.
Oh, God, dude.
It's great, dude.
I kid,
so tight.
That caught my eye, and the first person I thought of was you.
That was crazy. I would think of Brandon for sure.
Brandon, and that would be crazy.
Dude, that sliding
I
door,
do
you'd never see him again, dude.
The joy that this vehicle brings me.
I like that little fire truck one.
Oh yeah, right there. I was eyeballing that one.
This has to be like a collector's item.
A Japanese fire truck. I like that. It is a fire truck. Holy shit!
How many people do you think that saved in Fukushima, dude? Is it negative number?
The fire bombings of Tokyo.
Fukushima happened. 80 of those are driving around. Even during their emergencies,
dude. That's the fucking clown college car right there, dude.
You could put fucking...
Like, literally, it's a clown.
It's the mobile wet t-shirt contest, dude.
I saw one last night. I saw one last night.
Oh, not good. What happened last night?
Not good. Dude, we went to do a show at a biker rally in Tuscumbia. A lot of rebel flags.
Alabama?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The only one. And a lot of rebel flags, dude. A lot of rebel flags and straight up people walking around naked in leather, like assless chaps, tits out, multiple breasts available, you know? Dude, these are some of these breasts' last days in the sun, you know? Like, they were going bad tomorrow. Like, this was their last chance to show off, dude. And they were out and they had a wet t-shirt contest with like four whores, a couple of moms, two biker ladies, and like one beautiful, beautiful like young lady. Mm-hmm. And at first she wasn't going to show her tits, but those bikers got aggressive. And, she showed them, dude. She did not make a good decision that night, dude. We were in the middle of a field, like stars like I haven't seen in a long time. You could see like the Milky Way cloud.
Zero light pollution.
Zero light pollution. Dude, it was sick. And we opened up for the Velcro Pygmies and we did all right, dude. We did all right.
It went good, though.
It went good, yeah, dude. Yeah. It was a killer fucking show. Man, one of the wildest places I've ever been.
You just can't do a wet t-shirt contest nowadays, man. It's dude. All over everybody's Instagram story. That girl's crying.
Oh yeah,
she's
dude.
Been crying all fucking day.
I mean, yeah, I got video of it, so you know, it's like
you would never post.
There's no
that,
way
dude.
That I'm the only one. Yeah, dude, I wouldn't do that again. And yeah. Hopefully she'll be as famous as the hawk to a whore, you know? Like,
you just won't, though.
You just won't, dude. That's just lightning in a slippery bottle, you know? Like, yeah.
Who's that?
Who's that, Alex?
Who's that?
I'll show y'all later.
Is that?
Oh.
Dad? No.
Are you just showing his tits?
Yeah.
Right. What are you doing, man?
These
dudes were
that
being
was the
gay
quality at the wet t-shirt contest was that quality. Yeah. What Lumber calls thrift store.
Thrift store pussy.
Yep, that's the line.
Thrift store.
You can't say pussy? What is
that's the
up?
Line. No, I can. I just don't want to say thrift store pussy. See, and I'll say a lot of shit.
Let's say type shit at the end.
Type shit. Thrift store pussy type shit. Hey, that is a lot better, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Thrift store pussy type shit.
We should write together.
That was the song.
Type shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thrift store pussy type shit.
Yeah, dude.
Football pocket pussy type shit.
Yeah, dude. Brandon over there with the Miami Vice look, zingers, dude.
Hey,
pushing it to the limit, right?
Look at that boy, them straight glasses on.
Hell yeah.
CSI Miami Special Victims Unit.
Special is underlined.
Cocaine and saving the special needs, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
Yep, everybody's safe for the Special Olympics where I got them.
You still with them?
Still with who?
You competing this year?
Hell
no. No, you was working for them.
I was in JRTC. I had enough. I was just the dude making sure everything went right.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You work for them.
Oh, yeah. No, I volunteered that one time with JRTC.
Yeah, they don't pay them.
No, they don't pay us nothing, man. No. No, I went down there with some girl that looked like Dora, made sure that everything was good. She didn't run off. Then my friend almost got molested, man. It was fucked up. By one of his dudes. The dude kept on trying to kiss him and hug him and shit. It was fucked up.
How does this keep happening to you, dude?
Not me. It was my friend. Thankfully, I was safe. I was just watching people
do it. It was him.
Nah, I was just watching people do all that shit, man.
It was him.
And I was safe.
He was in the Special Olympic fuck village.
My friend on the other end, he was in the situation.
Yeah.
That was
Do they give you free condoms there, too?
No, just a couch, bro.
Dude, that Olympian fuck village is something, though, man.
Oh, dude.
What's that about?
They should just breed. They should be the best humans.
Dom's been on this weird eugenics kick, man. He's been talking about who should be fucking who.
That's how they made Yao Ming was in the Olympic Village.
They just threw.
But they did that. They two tall ass motherfuckers. Like, let us. You'll be the best basketball player we ever.
I don't think they were in love.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You breed for the children.
Yeah, for the future, but
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like that either. That's
breed for the children.
I think that they should never be in the same sentence together. And
you breed so you can have mutated children that are better.
Mutated.
No.
That are better.
Mutated. Like Chernobyl kids?
No, dude.
What am I thinking? It's better.
This is your German side coming out, dude.
3 Mile Island children?
Plum Island babies, dude.
Sure, I don't know that.
Fukushima babies. I knew a Chernobyl. I knew a lady that was a Chernobyl baby. She had one of those fucking T-Rex arms. Mm. You know, yeah. Mm. Kind of hot.
Yeah. They can be hot.
They can be hot, dude. You know?
They?
Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know how they identify.
Cripples.
But, yeah.
Cripples.
Or people with deformities.
They are cripples.
They're not really
people
cripples.
With deformities. Or people, really.
No, they're not. Yeah. That kind of people.
I didn't laugh. I didn't. Let the record show I did not laugh.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, man. Special Olympics, I love that. That's dope.
Yeah.
They should have that for the Special Olympics, the fuck village. The
fuck
breeding
village.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't do that no more.
No.
They can't.
What? No more?
I think you used to be able to, but now you can't.
We're not going to water down these people.
I do have genuine questions about reproductive rights with... The mentally disabled.
There's a whole documentary about this.
Yeah, I know Jake was on there.
Clean it up.
You should be able to breathe with another full autistic.
Clean it up. I probably shouldn't, dude.
You shouldn't.
I probably shouldn't because that could
bring
about the Rain Man Messiah.
Tell them you love me.
Tell them you love me. Documentary.
Oh, dude, I almost watched this the other night.
Isn't that what it's called? It's like Louis Theroux produced it.
Oh, it's Louis Theroux? That's
well,
my dude right it. There.
This
though.
Documentary's fucked up.
Go to it all, yeah. All
right. It was. Yes. Oh, it just came out, yes. Too. February 3rd.
This is a grim one.
It's not out yet. Fuck.
Ooh.
Damn.
It's about a guy who couldn't communicate and.
No.
Or, shit.
Yes, yes. This
You're
was the.
Telling me
what
this
is it called?
A bad
something communication?
Dude.
No, he was literally nonverbal, and his therapist ends up just like molesting him.
Oh, no.
Yes, she just faked this whole thing and just fucking touched. Yeah, we talked about this a while ago because my girlfriend told me about this documentary. This is fucked up, bro.
Damn,
she's
man.
Like, there's this guy with a hammer and this therapist.
It's like some bullshit.
She should have been a physical
thing.
Therapist. She could have just been touching him the whole time. Ah, come on.
Damn, yeah.
Can he walk?
No.
No?
That's even worse.
I'm pretty sure he's kind of...
That's the angle she should have gone with.
I think he's VeggieTales, bro.
He's full VeggieTales?
Oh, damn.
I think so. Okay.
But he can talk with, like, his mind or something?
But that's what the lady is claiming. Like it's called something communication. It's been proven bullshit since then, but it was a respected science at the time. And this lady was just touching this poor dude, bro.
Damn.
Although, you know...
He probably...
I don't know how he felt
how
about
did she
it.
Look?
But then Let's he started see. Jerking off Let's all the time, out. I think. After that,
so he won. Yeah, he was like.
There had to be,
but not
some,
until after.
It couldn't have been horrible
she
at first,
him, dude.
Mm. Yeah. See, Anna
she bit of the forbidden fruit. Yeah. You just can't do that, man.
Now he wants something like. He can't get.
Okay.
Forbidden vegetable.
Oh. All right, let's see. Oh, damn!
Hell yeah,
fuck,
she's fine.
I mean, let's see. Is this old or she was?
Yeah, she's fine.
Eh.
If you were a vegetative state,
with
her,
the pixie cut,
yeah.
This Starbucks barista,
on,
you think this is okay?
That's a good fucking time.
That's like the girl from the Big Bang Theory, man.
Do we have any?
Which one?
Do we have any?
Oh my fucking!
Do we have any?
Oh, his shirt. His shirts fit just like yours.
Holy shit!
And it's not even a specific college. It just says college.
Oh damn!
Damn. College 20. She's still defending herself. I like that she's
like
holding
me.
It down. Okay, click on the picture with
so
his
he
face.
Ain't no best. He
Brandon,
yeah,
in the
right
bottom.
Right
click
here.
On Dom.
Okay.
He can move
Dom.
Around.
So what exactly...
That's Jeremiah Cotton.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
That's
what exactly did she do to Chocolate Peanut Butter Falcon?
They started finding like bruises and shit on him because she's riding him like ground. He has like scratches all on his back and shit.
Ah, come on.
You can't do that, man.
You're telling me this guy.
I'm thinking she's. He's good. They're good.
He can't talk.
I thought you were saying he couldn't defend move himself. And shit.
Come on.
He can move.
He can't communicate.
He can't. Okay, he can't talk. His mind isn't all there, hips? Man. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this.
Was he adult, though?
I mean, not really.
You know what I mean? His mind is not an adult, an average adult's mind. It is not, I'm trying to find the nicest way to say this. You know what I'm saying,
dude? Of course not. It's basically pedophilia.
Yeah, dude. Because it's like, some weird creep.
Well, you are. You are as you are. And if you are a child in your mind and you're asleep with somebody who is a child in their mind,
it's pedophilia type shit, huh?
It's pedo type shit. And
it's pedo adjacent type shit.
Really? That's how I felt about the Victoria's Secret model.
If he's 20 fucking 5, it's pedo type shit.
Dude, if you have the mind of a 9-year-old.
But it's a guy.
Is Maddie a pedophile? Yeah.
Dude, I wasn't supposed to out her.
Brandon! I got you.
Nice.
It's adjacent.
Nice. Oh, God.
This is like a teacher messing with a student. That's...
Yeah,
student can't talk.
But a teacher in college. Worse,
they have a ramp. They have a ramp, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the ramp.
They built infrastructure at their house.
Because he probably can't move that well.
System.
Yeah.
He also can't think that well, dude.
Yeah.
He can't consent to this fucking.
You want this young man to go through his whole life without getting none.
He could do better than her. That's really the part I'm pissed about, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he could have got a little bit better.
She's got that fucking Kmart polo on.
She's fine.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't like that, dude.
Sorry.
I'm not a fan of this shit. I'm be honest.
If you were his brother, maybe you let that happen one time, but then you get him out.
His brother is involved in the thing somehow. I remember bits and pieces because Maddie explained the whole thing to me, but I didn't watch it myself.
Was he like,
look up the summary. We did talk about this recently.
Hold on, let's go back.
He was fucking TikTok was upset about this, man.
Let's see.
She seems photogenically evil.
Click on the Reddit. That's where you'll hear fake shit that sounds real that we're going to promote.
Okay, it says, tell them you love me. Left a lot out. Should have been a serious series. No, should have been
the
a
spoiler,
series.
Man.
All right, let's see.
View the let's spoiler? See the spoiler, dude.
I bet he left a lot
out.
The boys
nudes.
Have hammers.
Let me click X right here.
It says, it says view spoiler in the middle.
He's one
right
of them.
But no,
in the middle.
Middle.
The middle.
Oh, no, right.
Up.
It's not the middle.
All right.
Up. The middle. Upper mid.
Where you just ran, right below.
Oh, right there. It is.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
I don't think they were able to properly tell this story in a feature-length documentary. There was so much more they could have covered, you know? We only see a snippet of Annie's trial. It stated that all of their messages from the keyboard were saved, but we barely see them. They barely scratch the surface of how fatulated communication has led to a number of sexual assaults. This was 100% relevant to this story, or to the story, and would have provided more background. They gave that rapist, Anna, so much airtime, but failed to ask her, any hard-hitting questions. Like, what did she do? I mean, what did she think about... Double blind experiment. I got dyslexia, I feel like.
Hey, that's all right, man. Yeah. That's
the whole
all right.
time I heard Morgan Freeman's voice.
Here we are.
But that's the bullshit field is facilitated.
He said facilitated.
Facilitated.
He said factulated.
Factulated.
Well, it is
infactulated.
It's not written well. It's probably written with AI. That's probably why it seems weird. And
oh, no, you did great.
I agree.
He did great. And, you know, but because it was written like that, speed which you had to read it sounded like you were like 4 and it sounded like you were Russian.
I know.
It sounded like, we only see snippet of any trial is only stated in their message from keyboard we've saved, but barely see them. It was kind of like that.
He just wanted to do his accent.
I really did.
I haven't
done
it
in a long time.
Good Russian accent.
Nobody wants to hear him anymore. It's crazy. I know.
No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, we got.
That was perfect.
Oh, shit.
We got to find something else to talk about, dude. We can't keep talking about this shit.
What about the Victoria's Secret model who was a retard?
Whoa. You
well, know, they, the first of all, they made money off of her, so it's okay.
Capitalism, dude. Yeah. I get it.
Capitalism above all.
But
else.
She just had Down syndrome.
I think we're splitting hairs, yeah. You know.
But you know, it's like, different yeah. if you was like him. Fine like he, I guess y'all hair. Saying he ain't all the way there in the head.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't know, dude. It's not up to me, really. Yeah.
Well, you could. That probably could happen to you. If you don't go to the fucking hospital.
I think. Oh, I'm on the way. I'm on the way, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably shouldn't be wearing headphones either. No, but like,
he probably shouldn't be out right now.
I have no. I can't even see.
You should
right
keep
now,
the dude. Sunglasses on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For the light
yeah.
sensitivity.
Yeah. What happened? I got rear-ended by a drunk driver last night.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Based.
Hell yeah.
Based. And, he hit the car behind me and like pool shotted it into my car. My head went forward, hit my occipital lobe on the back headrest, turned on the lights this morning, threw up everywhere, dude.
This motherfucker calls me last night like if nothing's wrong. He comes in today and he's like, yeah, I probably should have went to the hospital. I've been throwing up. And
I got off the phone with you, and I parked my car, and I started like falling asleep like I had it running in the garage. You know? I was like, oh. You know? And I was like, something's wrong, dude. I started driving to the new ER, like standalone ER they built by my house. Oh, I went to Taco Bell instead, went home, called it a night, dude.
You have insane. A concussion and whiplash.
Lost yes. to Kentucky yeah. twice.
Dude, you were throwing up. You have light sensitivity, you know, and you shouldn't have gone to sleep last night.
Dude, no, exactly. I'm concussed.
You could have died. You could have really died.
Yeah, dude, but here I am, bro.
I'm glad you're still here.
I live by faith, not by fear, all right? Yeah,
I feel it. I
and that's
it.
Why I'm a white guy for Harris, all right? I'm voting for her if I could.
You go see a doctor after this?
I might. No, I'm not. Dude. Damn, man. These ER copays are getting out of fucking hand.
How much?
I don't even know.
More than 100?
More than I got.
It's probably less than a lightsaber, dude.
Well,
tell you that.
Damn, that's not a lot. Man.
Sell that thing to me, dude, for 200. It's only fair.
Oh, man.
He's just jealous, dude.
Yeah, he wants it.
A little bit.
How about we all get lightsabers?
It's not a shiny metal. Okay?
Can we please?
Like it.
Hell yeah. What color
it might
you
as well
want?
Be.
No, I don't
it's
want
black. What side are you on?
I won't take part in this.
Oh, never mind. What side are you on?
Side of what?
I think I'll take like a green or a red lightsaber, dude. Okay.
They have green ones, too?
Yeah, that's
one of the main ones.
What are the main ones?
First of all, the color of your lightsaber is determined by the kyber crystal
exactly.
that you pick out
exactly.
when you're being trained as a Padawan. Sis always get red because they corrupt the crystal.
Yeah, they corrupt the crystal though, and it becomes red. Yeah.
It becomes red. Yeah. Now, gray Jedis, they usually have red, or not red, orange or yellow, because they're kind of on the cusp. They're kind of like a anti-hero type shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
mine's orange.
All the Jedis, like the scholars and the Jedi temples have yellow because it's like for intellectuals.
They're the guardians. They're sentinels. Yeah. Sentinels have yellow lightsabers, dude.
And of course,
Samuel
bitch
Jackson.
Ass. What you know about this, dude?
Windu, dude, the most powerful Jedi, has fucking great.
Windu,
I mean,
Mace Windu, yeah. Samuel Jackson.
Yep, yep.
He's the most powerful Jedi.
Yeah. He's one of them.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hands cut off by not even a Jedi master.
Well, he got his hands cut
Anakin
off
Skywalker,
by Anakin Skywalker.
20,000 Metachlorians per cell.
He surprised him.
I feel like the best Jedi.
He surprised him. He was in the middle of something. He was fighting a Sith Lord, dude.
Yeah, dude, he was fighting Palpatine.
He was fighting the Sith Lord, yeah.
Look at that.
And he didn't know he'd be fighting Palpatine in there.
That's the guy that Brandon talked to outside of his house.
Oh, man, yeah.
He's going to kill all the fucking Satanists.
Actually, he looked like the dude from Pineapple Express. You know, the one that broke his neck?
Come and say what?
Who looks like it?
No,
he's talking about Danny McBride.
He's talking about Danny McBride.
Red is the
one who
broke
his
neck.
He had a brace
on.
No, he didn't have a brace. No, I'm talking about the dude that.
No, he's talking about the homeless guy. He knows.
Not him. No, I'm talking about the homeless
guy. Yeah. That's what I thought you were saying too.
Not him. No.
No, my
it's like
bad.
Danny
Brandon,
McBride is
bad.
Sitting right there, dude. Jacking right there.
Dude, how good was Talladega Nights, man?
So good.
Talladega Nights was so good. He calls him. He's like, I think your house is haunted. that was a good movie. I rewatched the other guys. What?
The other guys?
Oh, I love the other
good.
Guys.
That
it's still
up.
Good. That
one of my favorites,
up.
Man.
Yeah.
Buddy cop.
I like
funny.
Nice guys. I'm
yes.
more nice guys.
I'm a more nice guys guy, too.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen nice
Ryan
guys.
Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe. Shit's tight.
Oh,
Misty Mountain. Never seen this right here?
That right there is the shit.
No, it looks good as fuck,
it's
dude.
It's so
great.
Good, dude.
I mean,
is it comedy?
Ryan Gosling, yes. I mean,
dude, I'd fuck him.
It's so funny.
Sure.
Okay.
And it's like they're doing a cover for a porn studio thing, too, so it's nice.
Mike in the seat.
the sexual appeal for both.
Yeah, you see that little kid right there on the bicycle?
Oh, no,
you would like it, Jake. He talks about his penis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to love him, Jake.
Oh, damn. Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all got the same hair, so.
Must be a real charming lad.
That's how Ryan Gosling is dressed. That's how Jake thinks he looks.
Yes.
With the European cut.
That is how I hold a cigarette.
It's like, if, Russell Crowe was wearing that same size outfit. That's what Jake looks like.
I look like Russell Crowe wearing Ryan Gosling's outfit.
That was my joke.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
With the bandage on the arm and everything, it's scarily accurate, dude.
Wow. It's the wrong arm.
Damn.
It's the wrong arm.
What the fuck? Oh. Oh.
I'm sorry. I have no eye for showbiz.
Appreciate you.
No problem.
You want another one?
Jeez. Chug that one. I'm still finished.
Brandon, you ready? Brandon, you ready to shotgun one?
You guys ready to put
right
this
here
down?
Hell yeah.
Before Dom shotgun gets angry.
It? Huh? This one right here? Yes, I am, right? This is, yeah, right. It's half empty. It's all right.
Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Come on, you with your pineapple drink.
Spectacles, Pineapple Express. And watch.
Hey.
Gang. I'm innocent.
Woo! Yep. Oh, shit.
Mahiam.
Damn.
I feel great. That was nice.
Yeah, that was a good one. Refreshing. I bet you feel refreshed right now.
Yeah, dude. It's like a little trip to the fucking Bahamas. Yeah. That pineapple coconut, dude.
We still smoke cigarettes on the podcast, dude.
You bring them in?
Or did Harris win?
Yeah. Did you bring them in?
I don't know. You got those sunglasses at a rally. You tell us, dude.
We're all wearing sunglasses.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's a sunglass show because we're all one
united.
How
are my sunglasses more Trump?
Our concussed brother.
Hell yeah. You guys might as well be concussed.
More Trump than...
Yeah, we got it.
Trump glasses. Brandon, you look so damn good right now, dude.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
You do look like a movie star.
I know.
You do, dude. I know. You look damn good. Was
that
haircut?
Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
Yeah.
From Blade, remember what he said?
Yeah, dude.
Not from Blade.
We'll teach you from some sexy kicks.
Men in
from
Black. From Will Smith. Wesley Snipes from prison.
Will Smith from the Bad Boys. Yep.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Right, taxes Lawrence, will get Martin you, dude.
You're getting off of more.
Sinbad.
You know, you like Titus from Unbreakable Kimmy Smith.
What's that? Let me search it up, though. Let me see. Titus
this'll
from Unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
Andromeda Galaxy.
Right there. The first one.
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Baby slut. Baby slut is what a shirt says.
What?
I want that shirt. Oh, I want it.
Why does it? Oh, my God. What
the fuck? He's one of the funniest people. I'm telling you.
Damn.
Watching him, you can watch like a super cut of just him. It's hilarious.
I know this guy. When
is
I first met
NPR
Dante,
article?
This is who I thought
yes,
he was.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when I first met Dante. I was like, this is the guy. Like, yeah, like I thought that was going to be his whole vibe. No. And dude, if only it was.
This guy talks about squirting and pussy farts. And
no, he's dialed down in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I but know it, from Febreze, man.
Huh?
Febreze commercial. You remember the Febreze one he do? That little unstoppable thing where he squeeze it and put it in a little laundry bag?
That's obscure as fuck, Brandon.
Yeah.
He was in... This guy was in that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I grew up watching that.
In what?
Grew up?
The Febreze commercials?
Dude,
the Febreze commercial.
Been out for so long.
A commercial?
Let's see. What's his name? That's his real name? Titus okay. Burgess. Titus Burgess.
Titus with two S's?
Yeah, let me show you this. Febreze.
Can you look up his Titussy?
Oh, he probably does have a
Oh,
titussy.
My God.
What's that?
That might be the best thing ever said on this podcast.
Damn, look at that. 26.
Out of all the shit I've said, you like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and hang myself. I'm gonna get another drunk guy to run into my car.
No, the jokes yesterday on Hacker 4 were great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't. Let's not do
that. No,
this.
But the people might not laugh at them.
Damn.
No, but they were the best jokes of I think.
It was a good night.
Weren't they?
They were really good.
It was so fucking good.
You even said it. Like, you mentioned that joke that you like, yeah.
Dom just went up there and didn't say anything.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I let them roll.
Himself.
Dom was just blank. You just look at his eyes. There's nothing going on.
He said Kenan looked undead.
Yeah, that didn't work. that didn't work at all. Didn't work
because somebody called you out on it. Was it Tyler? He was like, undead.
Yeah.
He was too drunk. He doesn't remember.
I wasn't there.
No, I'm saying I remember what you're talking. He did call. Yeah, yeah.
He was like, undead. Don't you mean dead?
Yeah.
And you were you said zombies.
Yeah.
He said zombies.
I agree.
I was out of it. But luckily, they carried that shit.
That was fun.
Tyler and what's his name? John?
John.
Yeah, they were fucking beast at that Hack of Four.
They did good.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody said that Blake Russell looks like Worthington if he never did drugs.
Yeah.
Dude, that's spot on. That's so good.
Who is Worthington?
Keenan Worthington.
Worthington.
Worthington, my bad. Yeah, Worthington.
Worthington Co-Packer.
He's funny as fuck. Oh, I love him and his body. He's out there doing it.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey. I like how Brandon said he grew up watching this. It was 2022.
No, let me show you. Look, Veterans Day. 2016.
Oh, my bad, Brandon.
Got it.
That Brandon, looks like Kid President.
Always tried to get what up.
You guys remember Kid President?
Uh-huh.
Kid
President?
Yeah.
Kid President? Uh-uh. That looks like Kid President. Dude, he grew up and, you know.
It's ahead of their time.
Voted
man.
For
I
Kamala.
Know what you're talking about, though. That was like 2014, right? You got that. It's too old
know,
for that.
Look, there's Kid remember? President, dude.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, he's grown as hell
never
now.
Sci-fi?
Click on the picture of him with dread.
Oh, yeah, this is him now. This is him
Well, that's Dante, Ty Funny, Sci-Fi.
Patrick.
Pat, take your pick.
He looks like he got a little something going on, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Downs or something like that?
No.
Oh, he's autistic.
You remember Corey in the House?
Yeah.
The first black president?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
I remember that.
But isn't it crazy that they made a show, Corey in the House, and didn't make his dad the president? Because that was so unlikely that would happen. They made him the chef.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a chef. Like, how would a chef become president?
No,
to play White Devil's
Jake,
advocate.
If you didn't know this, this is a TV show.
I knew it.
This is not a documentary. This is fictional.
It's
you could have made the president black. Yeah, but they were like, that would never happen.
This is
dude.
Fictional.
It would never happen. So they made his dad the fucking chef.
Dude. Yeah, that's a good point.
He could have been the president's kid. He could have been Barron Trump, dude.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
And we showed him next year, though. Hell yeah.
First of all, Barron Trump for president 2028, right?
What?
I don't think he's younger than I am.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's 17.
He's like 5, 12.
He's trying to run now.
Is he trying?
I don't know about that.
Brandon, why would you say that?
I'm not putting it in existence.
If Dom says something,
it's
not right.
It's not right.
It's not. It's probably not correct.
He said he is running in 38.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He's not going to be old enough.
He just came out and said it on Theo Von's podcast. You haven't seen it because it just dropped today.
Barron Trump was on Theo Von's podcast. For real?
Yeah.
Is this true?
Okay, I don't believe him. I'm going to search it up.
I don't believe him.
Barron Trump.
Who the fuck names their kid Barron?
The red man.
I'm the red man.
Right there. You see they just sitting right next to each other?
That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's Donald
Trump. Because
Trump.
That's what's been on the last couple weeks.
Hmm. Let me look on video. It's nothing.
This isn't even a funny goof. It's not even a funny trick. It's like
it's nothing.
Barron Trump.
I mean, maybe the dad talked about him. I don't know.
You can't have a. I don't know if you can just interview a minor on the podcast dude.
How old is?
Wouldn't you be able to?
Let's see how old is.
I don't. Is. You just shouldn't. Dude.
How old is Hawk Tua?
Oh, she's 22, I think. Right?
She's Brandon. Old enough.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
As we call the scout. No, I'm kidding.
Brandon's like she was born like September
27th. Oh, fuck, I got it.
He's gonna be trouble when he gets older.
He looks Eastern European as fuck.
He's going to run America.
Brian? Because it's Melania's.
Yeah. You got Melania and Trump
dude,
together.
Dude, he's 6'9"?
Damn.
What? Yeah. Damn.
Oh, he's tall as shit.
Based.
That's crazy as hell. Aren't they both short? That's interesting.
No, Trump is 6'3".
Look at this right here. That's
God damn.
Ubermensch.
That's like Jack Skeleton tight, man. That's fucked up. I mean, that's cool. I'm not saying that's
fucked
up.
Fucking
but that's cool.
Fucking shit, dude.
And he's just sitting there playing Roblox watching Kill Tony.
Like, yeah. Can you fucking believe that?
He's You're telling me Christopher's got nothing to do with this, dude.
He's got the blue tie. He's white guys for wow. Harris. Oh, my gosh.
You got the blue tie, dude? That little rebellion?
He gets a purple one because he's, like, third party?
Mace Windu.
That'd be
dude.
Tight.
That's cool.
Yeah, I personally think the lightsaber colors should convert to tie colors in politics,
dude. Oh, my God,
this
fucking lightsaber.
I think the Secret Service should wear yellow ties.
Yeah.
They're already pretty gay. Why not go the extra mile, you know?
Because that mile's on a slow.
The Secret
group.
Service is gay?
Yeah, dude. Okay. Did you see what they almost let Trump die? I mean, it's based in a way, but also kind of gay. Let's because, dude, if they would have killed Obama, I would have been so mad, dude.
Oh, yeah. They would have they
been mad,
been
too.
So fucking
they would have pushed Obama into the crowd.
My thing is, how is it the Secret Service? But I can see you right there.
Exactly, dude. They don't even wear camouflage. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point, Jack.
That's a nice black suit. Oh. Shot. Let me search your Secret Service right now. See if we can see him.
Who's the head of the Secret Service now?
Yeah, how are they so secret if they got a wig?
How they secret if he right fucking here?
Oh my gosh, that looks like a dude.
Hold on, let me show you some more. Let me show you some more. Look at this. Four, they all around now. Damn.
Hodor.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. They got the picture of the bullet whizzing by his head.
Oh my gosh. Let me see. Look at it. Damn. That's wild shit.
It's not any of those on the screen. But.
People think he's ordained by God, dude. After that, yeah. Like, there are people out there.
I thought he had a slam dunk though, but it seems like it's coming back down.
Yeah, it seems like it's coming back down. Dude,
it's coming back down from almost getting shot as a president, former president, and then running for office. That should automatically. But it went down fast.
Who controls the media?
You guys,
we know.
I don't know.
Doesn't people think it was staged or something?
Dude, the merch.
Nah, people do.
I mean, he,
the merch. That Dollar General.
I get it, dude. I get why you would think that. But what getting shot as a president kind of hack, bro? It's been done before. And he didn't even go all the way like some people. Yeah.
Some have failed. Some have succeeded.
Reagan did it. You know, he came back.
Yeah.
Now that guy's making SoundCloud music, so that's fun. Yeah. But, Abraham Lincoln did it the best. JFK,
they failed. Rest in peace.
Bush did dodge that shoe, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He moved. Ooh. He was quick. He got out of the way.
He should have done a shoey out of it.
Nah, he should have been like, I'll show you.
You know he has a Coors Banquet in his pocket somewhere, dude.
The hawk to a girl spits in it. She's a baby, but she still spits in it.
You went too far.
Dude.
Too fucking
remember they
far.
Shot.
Who
wants
a loogie spat on their cock by some fucking dumb whore, dude?
Damn.
Just
damn.
Like
everybody.
I knew he was.
Yeah. Not a loogie. Spitting, yeah, but not like a loogie. Not
if
like
she's
snot.
Dealing with it, do whatever you want
if you're
to.
Going hawk to it, that's snot, dude.
No,
it's snot on your dick.
It's Alan, phlegm.
If somebody phlegmed on your dick, you'd slap him in the face.
You're
especially
not talking
if it
to
was
the right
a white
guy.
Lady.
You're not talking to the right guy.
It would never happen. I don't date Jewish women.
Baruch atah.
So you don't. So you like dry mouth. Blow
no,
blow.
I don't. Who? No, I'm not a. Who but would?
He
that's
wants
like,
cat,
he like
he wants a cat tongue.
Oh, yeah. Sandpaper.
I don't
sandpaper
want a cat tongue.
Sandpaper.
I just don't want you to hock a loogie. On my schwanz, my schveckle,
her,
my pippy hosen.
She looks
cute.
Like she smells like, bad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you think she uses nature or something?
Nature. She definitely uses nature, dude.
No, she uses powder deodorant. Yeah, yeah.
She's oh, see,
deodorant.
Powder.
Nah, she looks like
she's fucking Old Spice.
Hey, back in the day, Old Spice.
She uses
X.
deodorant she stole from her boyfriend. That's 100% true.
You know that other girl in the video? They're not friends anymore because she's not famous.
Oh, right my here? God.
You know it, dude.
Oh, of course. Todd goes.
Oh my gosh.
But a loogie? But snot?
Yeah.
No,
it's
just
phlegm,
spit.
Man.
Just spit. Like, just spit.
Hatooey.
Hatooey.
Yeah. Shit. Dude, people say they
but
want
how do you
equal
spit?
Just a spit. Like,
wait, so you
like,
just do
a
silent?
I guarantee, like, I don't think I've watched a porn where somebody's gone, oh,
oh, what kind of porn are you watching?
Man. I guess just
yeah. I was gonna say this is well,
you
they
know
probably
the
do
amount
they
of spitting in gay porn is probably astronomical.
First of all, dude. Jake watches solo male masturbation.
That's not, That's not true.
He
dude.
Could basically just turn on the camera app and face it outwards, and that's the porn he's
that's
watching.
That's not true, dude. Yeah, I just
like,
look in the
mirror. He's
trying
to see, like, what's his stroke pattern like. He's got the fucking advanced next gen stats.
Why is he so under par?
Wait, Jake, you don't watch Gallons of Gags?
I don't watch Gallons of Gags, gallons you know, or Guzzles of Gags.
Yeah,
what
is that?
Yeah.
It's Gallons of Gags.
It sounds like it's real.
But it did. But, you know, so does, you know, Triple XL 100. That sounds real.
That's real.
Or, Alex, what's the One Piece? Can't just do One Piece?
A Mobile Suit Gundam's my
favorite. I love how he goes to Gundam. Alex for the porn of a...
This
is his joke, dumb.
Shit. But,
This is a joke.
Triple XL Hunter?
XXL Hunter, can't just have One Piece.
Mobile Suit Gundam is still my favorite, dude. That's so good.
Mobile Suit Gundam.
Dude.
Yeah, but I don't understand it because I don't know any of these animes. Oh. You talking it's about right. The anime joke. Yeah, yeah.
You can relate pretty hard to the other aspect of that joke, though. Fat.
Oh, man, I got you. Yeah.
I got it. Sorry, man. That was mean.
Nah, man.
I shouldn't have said that. I feel bad.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
So speaking of your porn history, like your porn history is like the only way to prove that you're not like fucking, you know, like gay, dude. It is. It's like you can always, I'm not gay, but until you show your porn history, like that's the only way you can find out a lot about somebody.
Do you keep your history?
Are they, you can find out a lot from somebody's porn search history. Imagine if you had somebody's entire porn search history. You could find out, are they gay? Are they racist? Are they a pedophile?
You'd think
what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
How the fuck do you find that out?
I think
just
all
find their porn search history, and you can learn those things. Are they gay, racist, or a pedophile? And what more do you need to know?
Who keeps their search history for their porn?
I'm not saying you keep it. I'm saying if you're like a government entity or something, mm-hmm. you're like,
oh,
you're like, is Alex racist?
What are the
I couldn't some research.
I don't see the racist part though.
What's the last three things you looked up
search history
for porn? What are your last three porn? Porn searches off the dome.
BBC
anal. Alex.
Alex chimes in with a fucking just a big one, dude.
Cheating
no pun intended.
Cheating wife cuck.
I have watched that. It's probably in it recently. I have watched that.
Cheating wife cuck. BBC anal.
BBW.
Been a while.
BBW. BBW
disrespectful. It's hard to find, but disrespect to BBWs.
Dom, will you please? Dom, will you please tell him what you told me about big women?
Did you see? Brandon said.
Brandon
back in the day,
about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Back in the day, it was some BDSM. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, BB, yeah.
Solo. Back in the day, yeah.
May solo male masturbation.
No, no male.
Damn, no.
Just popular.
Because I couldn't see like no other dude's dick, man. Get the fuck out of here. They come in there. Nah, man, I'm good.
You don't like, so when you watch it, you don't like to see any guy in there?
Yeah, back then, nah, man.
But now
you like a little dick.
Now it's all guys.
No, I'm talking about when I did watch it. When I did watch it.
You don't watch porn anymore? Your porn, I thought you're porn reform?
Huh?
You no porn at all.
No porn.
Good for you.
You don't watch porn?
Brandon, shut the fuck up.
Wait, Brandon,
I don't
no
either.
Porn right now at all?
You
know, I don't watch porn.
Brandon, I've straight up, I've sent
are
you
serious?
Porn, dude.
Yeah,
you telling me you're not watching that shit?
I don't.
I don't believe you.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
That is true. That's
Brandon,
good.
Are you not watching porn or are you not watching
I mean,
porn?
Not
you're not watching porn?
Porn?
Are you looking at Sydney Sweeney's Instagram pictures and...
Dude, I just have to wait for the AT&T commercial to come on.
Damn, see, the AT&T used to pop up.
You guys trying to buy some of the best weed in the state of Alabama? No.
Oh, man, dude, I'm tired of that. You just got to skip through that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Dude, come on, let me show you something. Nobody wants to see. We get the fuck out of here, man. Make me dislike weed for that minute. Bullshit. The fuck? And I bet it's probably really good weed, too. That's probably why they do that shit, because they know people skip through it.
That's just Matt's weed, dude. Matt came in as soon as that guy cut off the camera. He's like, did you get it? Good. No, Matt's cool. Matt's cool. Shout out the shop, Cantabar, and Mercantile.
He's going to be mad at you,
Jake. Cantabar and Mercantile.
He's not going to like you anymore.
Yep.
Oh, why would you say that?
I'll
be up all night, JJ.
I'm going to fucking DM him and be like, Jake said you're a piece of shit. Jake said you're a fucking tie-tussy.
I'll just cash app him. I'll be like, "This, I forgot to tip you the other day. And then I'll have the Israeli flag in it, and that's how I'll solve that situation.
Oh, he'll like that.
He'll like that,
I don't,
dude.
I don't know what his views are, but
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what they are. Yeah, dude.
You guys like Israel?
He's a patriot. Of course we like Israel. What else do you guys want to talk
Israel
about?
Israel Adesanya?
Yeah, I'll tell him. Yeah.
Israel Adesanya, dude. He lost. It's a shame.
He did lose.
Yeah.
And the pussy.
Israel losing
the
a lot.
The pussy.
Yeah.
Do pussy.
Do pussy, yeah.
Not going to fuck up his name. Do pussy.
Is that a real person?
Yes, Duplessis. That's the champion. Heavyweight. Oh.
Drakus.
Drakus.
The real African king, dude.
Yeah, he made up his coat.
He said,
"Do
pussy." I'm not going to mess up his name.
Dude, that's pussy. The heavyweight champion of the world right now. Up, dude. Why I mess up his name trying to search it? Look at that. That's fucked up. But yeah, he's from South Africa.
Yeah, that is not how you spell it.
Is it racist if I say it looks like a gorilla?
No.
Nah.
He does.
He has gorilla features.
And then you remember these
Vanilla Gorilla.
Vanilla Gorilla. That's crazy.
I like this.
Let's see.
Darren, that was Darren Till, wasn't it? Vanilla Gorilla? Yeah.
Oh, that's a real thing?
This dude is way more apt for Vanilla Gorilla.
Yeah.
Was he half Jamaican, half Italian?
No, he's from South Africa. South African.
Fucking colonizer, dude.
We can see.
Respectable. No, I'm kidding.
Over.
He's
he sees the vision.
He's fucking.
He's colored.
So awkward.
Yeah.
He's so awkward.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A colored person.
And I think that Sean O'Malley is still the rival, or not? I think Sean Strickland is still the rival champion.
You watch every UFC that comes out.
I believe in Sean Strickland's right of return to UFC.
But I would. Yeah. I'd never.
I'm not paying.
I've never
spent
money.
Don't they have like one a week?
Yeah, I've never spent money on any of them.
And then
I bought like
$80.
One.
Not all of them. You have to pay for all of them, but most of them if they're big.
The once a month, the numbered
ESPN.
Cards.
You still
you
have,
only
to
have to pay once
for,
a month. Yeah.
The numbered cards, but you have to pay for the ESPN Plus subscription, and then you have to pay for the pay per view.
You could also get like Fight Pass, I think.
And they also
right.
Yeah,
I know.
We pay.
Stream Eats has not died.
Stream Eats.
What do you guys think about Paul
Tyson? Did I just
Tyson?
Should we bleep that out? No,
yeah.
They know.
Why are you blowing up the spot, man?
No, because it already got blown up on Twitter.
Why you blowing up the spot, man?
It got blown up on Twitter.
Why are you blowing up?
What? Blown up the spot?
Oh, that means it's gone now. They busted it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Kapoosh.
That's what Jake said on October 7th.
You got to get more black friends, dude.
Damn, man.
Blowing up this spot.
Or at least like Matthew Lumber White's.
Nah,
I don't need
that.
Any more of those.
Blowing up the spot. It's like what y'all
love Lumbra, but like only him. You know, like, that's enough.
Blowing up the spot.
He'll get you enough.
Need some W words in your life.
W words. That one's a hard one too. It's so close.
Wig parties.
Wigs, dude, they're gone. They're
say
no longer
Brandon.
A thing.
Wig Matthew parties. Lumber's
now, what are they
back.
Talking about?
What, are you saying the wiggers?
Yeah,
dude.
Brandon's an honorary.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Brandon's honorary.
What's that? What's an honorary?
We'll get you a plaque, dude.
Oh. He's an honorable mention.
Oh, no.
For his charitable donations to black, white culture.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
There was a white
we really
text
we really got more in common than we do differences.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, we do share the same polo. That's crazy.
Nah. Yeah, I do have that shirt, man.
Yeah, man. Walmart is really stepping up.
Don't worry about what Jake's right, talking about. You guys keep on going. All
right.
Brandon.
Yeah.
I like you, man.
Dude, I like you too, man. Good dude. Good dude.
I would never touch you like those other people did.
Okay.
Not because I don't think you're a devilishly handsome young man.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Am I retarded? I hope not. That's why I didn't take the test.
I don't like those guys over there.
You don't like them?
I don't.
Man, you don't?
Dude, Alex is getting mad.
The fuck
I'm
is Alex
getting
mad?
First of all, dude. You white folks over there.
Yeah.
You don't have a say in this, all right? We've got a black guy
colonizers.
With another thing going on. An Asian guy with another thing going on. And a Mexican.
Oh.
Okay.
TJ.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
No, there's me.
I'm Mexican as fuck.
Yeah, you should go to the lowest.
Okay. Whoa. Mexican.
Have you shown off the new Mexican tat, dude?
Oh, dude, if I was that flexible, I would, man.
Now, did you know that it was the Mexican flag? Yeah, man, flag?
At the time, I wasn't thinking about it. But it's welcome.
It's sick as fuck, and it's Americana.
I want that.
Yeah, I had this planned. This was premeditated Mexican conversion.
Uh-huh. You want an eagle eating a snake.
It chose me. It chose me. It called to me. It screeched at me.
Your brother's been whispering in your ear at night, dude.
It's really a commentary on American imperialism, dude. Talons of the eagle. I mean, if that's not a metaphor, what is, dude?
Hell yeah.
The eagle's winning.
Exactly. I mean, it's art imitates life, you know? The eagle is winning, dude. Yeah. At least for now.
Those Mexican snakes are getting their heads bitten.
we're turning the tide, dude.
Mexico's going to blow up, dude. Mexico's going to be
the underdog.
Mexico's going to be huge.
23rd century is the Mexican century. That's my prediction.
23rd century
is Mexican century.
Man, that is the hypothesis that the population of Mexico is going to just boom while all these like world powers populations are declining. Mexico's going
to
boom.
China's supposed to have
over.
A big population drop. You know,
really?
Did y'all see the American team beating the Chinese team in math, dude? And then, like, the American team is just,
like
all Asian kids.
I don't like that.
Yeah, dude, the American team is just, like, four Koreans, like, a white girl, you know, and, like, you know, two Chinese guys, and they just fucking leveled the Chinese team, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, America. You got to incorporate the enemy
the
units.
The first question was, what is the area of Tiananmen Square? You could say it was in the American favor. I'm a fucking genius, dude.
Hell yeah.
Too many pests. Too many pests.
Brain damage won't bring me down, dude.
See, that's a good positive way to think about it, man.
The positive way to think about it is go to the fucking hospital.
Yeah, go to the hospital,
make
too.
Sure you don't have bleeding on the brain.
You need Pedialyte.
Bob Saget died like that, man.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
I think he was murdered.
Bob
Saget. Bob Saget died possibly of murder.
Yeah, somebody killed him first.
Fucking die of murder.
He maybe died of murder.
He maybe slipped.
He maybe
didn't fucking go.
He maybe.
Who fucking
murdered him? This is why it's a perfect crime.
Who would want to murder him?
The Clintons took him out.
This is a perfect crime.
Danny Tanner.
Come on, man.
I think it was Mary Kate.
I don't think it was Danny Tanner. I don't think it was Mary Kate or Ashley. You know?
Man. It was both.
When I was a kid, I would cry watching this shit. I wouldn't. Who would want to kill Bob Saget?
Nobody.
Cried watching Full House.
I love Full House, man. That was my shit.
What?
It is the shit. First of all, you're right.
I remember being a child just watching it all night.
You could not make that show today. San Francisco is burning to the ground.
They did make Fuller House though.
Fuller House. You know.
Okay. You liked it?
I didn't finish it. No.
You have them more hot. No, I didn't watch it.
Sitting there back in the day, being like, man, that house looks safe.
Oh my God. Then when that sad ass music will come on when they fucked up.
A two parent household.
They pat him on it. Everything's gonna be okay. It's alright. You fucked somebody up. It's okay.
And you never got that, huh?
Man. I mean, yeah.
You got the pat on the back. Everything's gonna be okay.
Oh, you get the pat on the back after you got your ass whooped. Like, hey, son.
Duality of man.
Hey, stop crying.
Abused.
Well, not abused. No. Yeah, it's low discipline. Low discipline.
Hey, I'm not with you.
Couple pats, and then they be like, you needed that ass whooped. You're like, yes, I did. Shit.
Yeah, MK Ultra.
Yeah, that's the good way to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
11. Yeah, go get back out there.
When's the last time you got a good ass whooped?
Man, it's been a...
I'm talking about a good one.
It's been a couple years. It's been some years.
I hope a couple years.
More than a couple.
Probably.
You could vote. You got beat up
I by
your mom.
Maybe probably what? Maybe 12 or 13. I mean, you still get a little patch.
Yeah, that's the right age.
Like, I mean, we got a little tap with a hiking stick, but it wasn't like serious hit. But yeah,
a hiking stick?
Yeah.
Just a stick?
Just a little tap. Yeah. It wasn't like
metal rod or whatever.
I was like, yeah.
Cattle prod.
I mean, you still get little taps, but ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't know. The kids need to get their ass beat. I ain't.
They
do. Oh,
right.
No, I was talking about
boys.
Yeah,
boys need
but
to get 13
is the age because then you get bigger than your mama.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you still get hit older, but you're like, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah.
It doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, no, it don't hurt.
It's okay. My mom little slap, she's like, oh, shit.
She threw a Christmas tree at me.
Still my mom would today. Do this okay. weird palm strike thing all the time. Dude. My mom would basically punch you with the hand. Yeah, dude, it was Krav Maga, dude. It was Jiu Karate. She would always hit me right in the mouth every time with the palm like that. Damn. And she would turn over, too. She'd go, pop, and just pop me right in the mouth with her palm. Yeah. But, you know, that's not a bad hit. Like, that's not a bad hit. That's fair play. But it was
that's emasculating.
But that was palm like a straight. Let that was up. Like a straight.
Hit you with
like
the cobra, fucking,
yeah, dude. She hit me with the Buddha palm, bro.
That shit's crazy.
She took the soul. She said, "Hey."
My grandma did the clavicle crush. She grabbed you right here and then get in your ear like, whoa. Stop fucking playing, dude.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, dude.
Hey,
well, she
smart.
Wouldn't curse at me.
My
she
dad,
because she's older, she can't be.
She's a Christian.
She can't be able to tussle with you.
Yeah.
No. She could beat me up today if I tried my absolute hardest.
My dad would beat me grab the back of the neck like that, like in the store. If you were fucking around, he would like grab the back of your neck
and
just, like, yeah, like squeeze it. Like he would get you and just be like, fuck around. Yeah, like, that's how like he would handle it. And that's like that's not a bad one either.
Yeah, like my mom.
But dad would hit.
She was like, once you grow up, you graduate to the gun now. So you do something out of hand, you get shot.
Okay.
Goddamn, Brandon.
Let's switch up the conversation.
Yeah.
She did put the target on the fridge.
That's crazy.
That's
Brandon.
A threat. That's a threat.
But it's like, sure. She's like, you
I
get
can't
out
even
of hand,
imagine that.
And I can't control you. I just got to do it.
And
man.
I am
I'll
not firing a warning shot. I'm shooting to kill.
All right.
I'll wing
she will.
I'll wing you.
She got that I'll thing where you. She did all those headshots on her door. So, yeah, she'll get you, man. She'll get you. Fuck it. I don't want to fuck around and find
just
out.
Just at the gun range with a fentanyl pen.
She's good.
It's
tough, man. I'm good.
Yeah, I like that. You need strong female figures.
Oh, yeah. She was strong. She
strong
you
man.
You need that though.
Authoritarian.
You do. You need to get shot sometimes when you're older.
Oh, thankfully it's never happened. She just said.
But if you get out of line, you know
it's like
could
you
happen.
Get out of hand.
Have y'all ever been shot at, dude?
Yeah.
Nah. Dude. I mean, just a BB gun. I'm gonna do just shoot me in the head.
If I had my phone, I'd call my boy right now. He shot at me.
Dude. Ooh. Who?
Yeah.
Oh no. Nah.
Spoke when I say probably is about. He shot like no bullshit. He shot at me and almost killed my boy Sal.
Wow.
Jesus.
Before the diabetes, impressive.
When we get the cameras, I'll call them and we'll have the conversation on air. Because this really happened.
I believe it.
And people don't believe it whenever I tell it sometimes. But yeah. Well, as soon as we get the cameras, I'll get my phone out.
How'd
and I'll
you
call
survive?
Him
did, you do like a did you catch it?
He shot like literally like right in front, like at you know, like on the curb, it's the sidewalk. It's like your house, the sidewalk, and then that little grass beer. He shot in that grass area while I'm in there. And he was like, you scared now, huh? I'm like, yeah, you're shooting at me. Of course I'm scared.
I somehow know this was over half a sandwich. I somehow know this was a food deal gone wrong.
Holy shit.
Said, you fucking scared now? Give me that.
Give me that 6-inch.
Give me that meatball sub. Yeah.
And it would be a meatball. Because
I know.
That's the best one.
The only one to kill it.
Yeah. A guy that wears those gold frame aviators, meatball sub.
Hey.
Once a week, bare minimum.
Yeah. Wife beater.
Yeah. But nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Backhand.
What do you say? How do you find out the rule of thumb?
That's what I heard. The rule of thumb term originated. You can't get a stick bigger in diameter than your thumb to beat your wife.
And you know what? Bring it back.
Anymore?
Did you guys have grandparents that would make you get a Switch?
I will not agree with that on camera.
Yes. One time.
You said what?
Once.
Did you ever have to get a Switch?
Once.
How long did it take you,
Brandon?
Yeah, dude. Man, it's going to take your time. The same.
You got to take your time.
My grandma was angry.
You just want to test it out on yourself.
And you think the smaller one is the better one, but it's not.
Because then
you want the bigger one.
They go get their own now, you know. Fuck that.
Yeah, they'll get a perfect one, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get one of those ones where you open it up and it's still green on the inside.
When you're getting your Switch, you can see the one that she'll pick.
Yeah,
like you can see it.
And if there was a storm and there's just a branch.
If you're smart, you'll destroy that one real quick while you're there. You'll be like, she'll get that one. Fuck it.
Do you think that's what Adrian Peterson did?
Probably.
He got the, dude, imagine Adrian Peterson beating you up as a child with a stick. I'd be terrified, man.
Yeah, his son probably should have acted right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh shit.
I mean, if your dad's some fucking deadbeat, do whatever you want. Yeah, when your dad's Adrian Peterson
in the fucking NFL, dude.
Hall of Fame.
The speed
he won MVP as a running back.
The speed and power behind this guy, he would destroy 90% of the men on the planet with a small stick. It just, just at the speed he was running, he would just hold it out.
Hell no.
And let them be hit with it.
This
as
guy
the momentum.
Played for the Redskins, not the Washington football team or the Commanders. This guy played for the Redskins.
I miss the Redskins.
Yeah, they should bring him back.
Them.
I mean,
I don't think
it was the natives were mad about it. It was white people who was mad about it.
Nah, I wasn't mad.
Huh? Well, not you kind of whites. But
women.
Yeah,
women.
Not you two, horse. But the other.
The main argument is that it's just literally a slur.
It is a slur,
it
though,
is
right?
It is a slur, but it's
like
a good one.
The Cleveland Browns.
It's a nice slur.
That might have been not great. That'd been not good.
We got the Browns. All right.
The Brownskins, though.
That's what this meant.
That would have been worse.
The Cleveland Indians changed their.
Wait, is the Browns really meant
to
be?
Well, first
Browns
of all,
not the Indians no more.
They're the Guardians, and they've been since like 2020 or 2021. But I think Cleveland Indians logo was little dice.
Native Americans.
It was like fire truck red.
They're gonna keep the Chiefs,
and his name was Chief Wahoo.
They're gonna keep the Chiefs though. They're gonna keep the Chiefs.
Well, that one's not.
Yeah, because Chief is like a high position,
Chief's
you know.
Just cool.
Yeah,
it's a.
What are you gonna change it to? The CEOs.
So is Redskin really a slur?
It sounds pretty slur. But what
saying,
about the Red Man Chew?
What?
Red Man Chew, like the chewing tobacco.
Yeah. It's
also not great.
Did they change that?
No, you know, tobacco ain't changing shit.
Yeah.
It better not.
They kill people.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Give a fuck.
I don't know.
But that looks tight. Like, if I was a Native American, I would want that still on there. No? Nobody else?
I get that.
You fucking took all the land.
It's
kind of
sick.
You know what I'm saying? Might as well give them something. You get a fucking...
I think my brother has that tattoo.
There's like ways, and it's not enough, but there's like way we honor like Native Americans. Like all the attack helicopters, they're like Apache and shit. They're like named after...
Kiowas?
Yeah.
You know who is... I'm a member of the Kiowa tribe, by the way.
I am
a member of the Kiowa tribe. I was inducted with that eagle feather and that buffalo hide blanket.
Sick, dude. When do you get
your
casino?
Yeah, I got it. I'll bring it in, dude.
Dude, the buffalo
can't
hide
touch
blanket.
It,
hey, that's the shit right there.
Can't touch it. You're not chosen. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I you know who's offended by the Redskins names? It's all like the white women that say they're 1/16th Cherokee.
Yeah,
I got a bit
they're
about
like,
it.
I don't like this.
Like, I'm not red.
I called them the Navajos. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen
Brandon? Thank you.
white women now, they have this tanning app where you can track the progression of your skin color, and they have like cute little names for the shade. So you go from like pearly white to espresso. Uh-oh. And they track it by color.
Wow.
That makes me so fucking mad.
It's getting a little dicey, dude.
Does it let you go like as far to the left color wise as it? Stop
it,
still white.
It gives you an alert,
Jack,
when you're bordering
you
blackface. When you're about to hit blackface, it's like, warning, you'll get kicked out of Delta Sigma.
Cancel,
you,
warning, cancel, warning, cancel.
Are you
warning.
Trying to do politics later on?
If so, just say you're Indian and not actually be Indian, dude. Elizabeth Warren, dude.
Hell yeah.
Elizabeth Warren.
So that's it. That's been the pot.
Yep.
Yay.
We're trying to be inclusive about it. Dude, just say fucking yay and be for real about it.
Hey.
Yay.
I know yay doesn't like y'all.
Oh, shit. What are you talking about, Kanye?
Do you like Kanye West? Do you think he's the best?
No, I don't think Kanye West is the best.
Is
I
he
mean,
a genius?
You're asking this fucking YouTubian?
He is an artistic genius.
Uh-huh.
He is.
You think he's right about the Jews?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
If maybe is he right about like?
He's right about certain things.
Yeah, sure. But does he paint it in the right light? No. Does he like paint what the opposition is doing? No, it's fine.
I think he should box Taylor Swift.
Dude,
I think that's the next move.
I hate Taylor Swift, so yeah,
really?
I'd say, yeah.
Damn.
You ever heard Love Story, dude?
I know. It's not that she's bad. It's just that every woman I've ever met is just so fucking gay for Taylor Swift that it just, I can't stand it anymore. It's just nothing but Taylor Swift. I just can't. Why is she so fucking famous, dude?
Look at her.
Yeah, I see her.
Yeah, nobody's gone farther with less, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm with you, JJ.
Yeah.
She has one song out of all the CDs that she has.
He loves Taylor Swift because she's exactly what Hitler wanted. But what I'm saying is, like,
there's other artists that are just as good, if not better. I don't think that's a wild statement to make.
Kanye West.
but he's in a different league than this fucking bitch.
No, I mean, but they're probably both same celebrity, though.
Like, celebrity. Same she's the biggest celebrity in the world.
You think she's bigger
far.
Than Kanye?
I don't know if she's bigger than Kanye.
In terms of just fame, she can go to any country in the world. She could go to North Korea and they'd be like, Taylor Swift.
I think she's a billionaire now. Sure. Yeah. She's a billionaire now after her big
time. Oh yeah. Let's see. You want to see her net worth?
Yes, please.
She has to be a billionaire. If she's not, what is she doing with her money, dude?
She just went on this huge tour.
If she started doing coke, I'd be way bigger.
I would bet anything that she's on Adderall.
What are you
talking about? Adderall.
She grew up.
She's
in
doing tour
Hollywood,
after tour after
dude.
Tour after tour.
They're getting the good.
She's from Pennsylvania. She's
on Adderall. Look at that nose and body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me,
dude? She's on. Adderall.
She has Michael Jackson's nose and body.
That's exactly what Michael Jackson and Hitler wanted everyone to look like.
I'm not a fan.
Younger.
Yeah. That's what Michael Jackson
should have made sure they put some ass on him.
He was trying as hard as he could to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, next time Hitler.
How do you think Hitler would have felt about Meg Thee Stallion, though? Do you think that would have?
He didn't dislike black people. We've already talked about this.
I don't think he liked Jesse Owens.
He would have been like, that's a nice, voluptuous woman.
I don't think he liked him.
Who?
Jesse Owens.
He was cool with Jesse. He sent them a letter.
I think that was not a letter.
Don't you dare try to spread this propaganda on this show. All right?
This is propaganda.
He sent Jesse Owens a letter. Look, Adolph Snubs, U.S. Lads. Yeah, told you.
I thought it was a picture.
What do you think that means?
It says Hitler was
just because you proved you can read doesn't mean you won the argument.
He said, told you.
Hitler was reprimanded.
Oh, reprimanded.
Hitler was reprimanded. Hey, something.
I said reprimanded. What the fuck?
Shame on you, dude. The Jews are fair game. But Jesse Owens, he's an American.
He didn't meet with him because he lost.
He didn't.
Not because Jesse Owens was black.
I'm sticking.
If I was racist, I'd have more of a bone to pick with him.
Let me check on here.
I'm sticking with my stance of being staunchly anti-Hitler. I don't think I'm going to switch up on that.
He was a complicated guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Hideki Tojo man.
So it says he was snubbed?
Cut people open alive?
I don't know, dude. Maybe. I like his name.
It says, is it
you
true?
Would.
Wow. Yeah. It says he didn't. Well, I mean, yeah, he said, it is true that Hitler did not shake hands with Owens. In fact, he did not congratulate any gold medalist after the first day of competition.
What did I tell you?
What do you think Brandon
is doing? Look at those nice. He didn't like anybody who didn't win. He was like,
we didn't win. I'm not shaking anybody's hand. Look at the podium.
No, that's just that one.
I would love to defend Hitler with Dom all day.
Yeah. Right?
But I won't.
Yeah, I'm not defending Hitler, man. Hitler's horrible.
He's bad, Brandon, but he's not as bad as they're talking about.
No, he's bad, man.
Brandon, no, he's bad.
I can't.
Brandon, we already talked about this. Six million.
I can't agree with him.
6 million, really?
6 million.
Go look up the size.
Maybe 11. Maybe 11 million.
This is a slippery slope.
How big is Germany compared to Texas? Just look that up.
Oh, Texas is bigger than Germany by a mile.
That doesn't prove
that's
a
not
single
what we're talking
thing.
About right here, JJ.
What?
Texas is bigger than Germany.
That doesn't prove anything, though.
Texas is bigger than France,
too. Look at the images.
It says you might. Okay, let's see the images.
Look at images. All right, you see that?
Okay, let's see right there.
Bam. So Texas is way bigger, but they're talking about 6 million.
Yeah, but Germany also took over France and Poland and several other.
So like a lot of the death camps were like Treblinka and Sobibor, which were in their Ukraine.
Yeah, and so you got to take a million off the top from that. You got to. All right, Brandon. Listen, do not let them pollute your mind. Okay, you see how big that. Now you think
this is going to be played in court.
You looking at this picture? Do you think 6 million people can fit in there?
Yeah, this
that's
war,
a continent,
the war
Brandon.
For years.
That's
years.
A fucking continent.
New classes.
But look,
new people.
Brandon, Google Third Reich Empire at height.
Yeah. Third, wait, you
it
said
wasn't
Third
that
Reich,
big,
bro?
It got, yeah, the it got third one. Big. The third one.
It was okay.
It got all the way to
third. Right. Hold on. Empire at what? Damn.
I don't know if you want all this on
holy
there.
Shit.
This will be on the podcast.
Holy. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
No, go back to the images. We map, just saw the map.
Everything. On
map.
Right.
The map where right. It's at the red. The top middle.
Right here.
Top yeah. middle.
All right. That
is. Yeah, right, so that's yeah. literally the same. This it's
that's
about
big.
The, it's the Texas. You think Texas has 6 million people
no,
in it?
No, that's not mean, even over included. Time,
wait, whoa, whoa, whoa! They also had France.
Brandon, right. No, Brandon, click think, on this one.
Yeah, the one there. To the third
one
from third one.
Right here.
This yes.
One?
Right. That's yeah. right after they took
hey,
over Norway.
Man,
in
what's
19,
that about?
Like,
that's what bigger about than Texas for sure.
Yeah.
A right. German right. ally.
North
that's
Africa.
Italy too. Oh, so you can mix United oh, States no. up with Japan and Europe and all that. That's what that's saying. That's allies. You see it fucking
what
right
are
there.
You talking about?
It's saying like,
only
so,
the dark red is German.
Remember, they beat the. So there was a time they hold France. They beat the fuck out of France super quick. You know, they were on like fucking meth and cocaine,
or
shook a
German,
pills, and they blew through.
I mean,
Italy was
yeah,
their
yeah,
ally. They blew through the Baltics.
Germany's
Greece
under ours right now is what that's saying. That's
they took North
what
Africa.
What,
that's why we were fighting in North Africa.
About? Just a little.
They
just
took
the
Norway,
dark
unfortunately.
Red is what Nazi Germany.
Sorry.
Everything else is just
is under German occupation.
Yeah, because
that
it's
under
they
German
don't,
occupation.
Yeah.
The so, same way that the fucking Philippines is under U.S. occupation.
Exactly. No.
We own that shit.
Huh? We don't really.
We could have that tomorrow.
They're
if we
wanted it, yes,
the
but
Philippines
they
are a protectorate.
They're doing whatever they do over there.
What? They're singing karaoke. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul, dude. That's fine.
They're not living by our laws.
But they had room to work. They had room to work. And
yeah.
Like, two death camps
so,
were like in the Ukraine.
So, Brandon, all I'm saying is
Sobibor,
whenever somebody
Treblinka.
Tells you 6 million, this might be.
There was definitely 6 million people in Germany at this time. Germany alone.
You may search it up.
Huh? No.
Okay.
That's not what we're saying.
Let's not look
saying.
At the numbers.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
we're talking about.
No,
let's
no, no,
look
no.
at this.
I actually okay. think it was 7 million.
7 million?
It was
7
more
million.
Like 11
7
if
million.
You include, like, who else did they fucking kill? Gypsies,
oh,
Armenians, you know?
Dude,
do you
first
think
of all,
there's 6 million people
it's
in
6
there,
million.
Like, 6 million people in Texas right now.
Okay, not in Texas.
Yeah. Not in Texas.
Not in Texas.
This, is,
everybody
this conversation is
can
over.
Be, can be a brand to have a conversation.
Can I say one thing?
What?
6 million Jews, but they're only counting them as half a person.
So
it's 12? Really 12. Yeah.
See, now you
that's
believe that now?
11.
Do I believe 12?
You can't believe what I'm saying.
Okay, so
the only thing I'm saying is you can't believe. You know,
dude, wait till
you know it ain't 6
13.
Million people. You know it ain't 6 million people in Texas. You don't, just look.
In Texas,
yeah.
Yes. Not in
so,
Texas.
Yeah, not in Texas. So,
how many people do you think are in the world?
God damn it! If I have
much,
to say this again,
this much
I'm going
more
to lose my shit.
There's how many people
only,
do you think are in the world?
Dude, billions. Trillions.
Yeah, exactly.
So a number on
trillions.
How many billion?
So if there's
man,
trillions
hold on,
of people,
you could
have
stopped, could have stopped
Brandon,
those billions.
How many billion are in the world?
Okay, I feel like
he
at
said
least
or
a trillion.
Maybe
wait,
a trillion. He said
no,
a trillion.
Okay, fine,
he said a trillion.
Brandon, how
trillion.
Many billion are in the world?
Okay, probably what 365 billion. No, 100 billion.
Okay, yeah. We'll average it out to 100.
There's a lot of fucking.
That,
people.
That is
there's,
not.
There's 7 billion people in the world.
He said 1 trillion. He said he did say there's 1 trillion.
It's not. It's just dude.
It's 7 billion.
All that shit. You can't even get through nowhere.
It's only 7 billion.
There are a trillion people. Jake,
he said the traffic
in
us.
Dude, when traffic's bad, it's true. Dude, there's a lot of people
it's
here.
Gotta be
so
a
I'm
trillion.
Like, this whole earth.
Where do you think they go when they're not in traffic?
All right, they go in a bed. Go to sleep.
Okay, Brandon,
people.
Final answer. How many people are in the world right now?
Okay, probably 96 billion.
No!
Okay.
Let's go, Larry.
Fine,
okay.
No, hold on.
Okay,
why are you
billion.
Laughing?
5 billion.
Why are you laughing?
That's
5
billion.
That's huh? closer.
Yeah, that's
much
closer.
Closer.
That's
much closer.
Really close.
5 billion.
So, honestly,
5 billion.
So how many Jews died? No,
7.
It doesn't even matter. Brandon.
Yeah, but look, Brandon, but back then, you gotta take away for inflation.
Okay. What, all right, Great
so
Depression
you gotta,
era,
so,
right?
So you gotta take it back, inflation on people, too, because they had less people back then.
Yeah, Great Depression.
So how many people do you think live in
that
Texas
did
right
it.
Now?
It
how many people live in Texas?
People did sell their kids.
Probably, 36 million, maybe, right?
Well, you
that's
said,
actually...
You just said there wasn't 6 million in that.
No, hold on, let me think about it. Let
in
me go back.
Texas, just the state of Texas.
Just the state of Texas.
You gotta remember that. All
right, maybe, like, what, like, 5 million.
Okay, so 5 million in the whole state of Texas.
out of the 50 states.
But they're saying they killed 6 million.
Yes, but over time, that was a long war. You got 1930s.
But you so you going to wipe out everybody and bring another million people in and wipe them out again?
It's a rotation.
39
man.
To 45.
They were doing rotations.
39 to 45.
Rotations.
Yeah. Rotations.
It was like, it's like when you graduate class, they go to the next class. You get more people.
So I think the main thing we need we established here that doesn't need to be disputed is there's 4 million people or 5 million people in Texas right now.
Possibly. And there are 1 trillion in the world.
And there's 1 trillion in the world. That's the end of the podcast, guys. All right, fact check us.
Tussie.